This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Slumdog Millionaire, Bernie Sanders. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Bernie Sanders, gonna release his tax returns. And Bernie wants to let us know he's a millionaire. Yeah, and I'd like to know, I'd like for the world to know, everybody that supports Bernie, which, by the way, he's had a huge drop off of support. But I would love to get with Bernie and have him explain to his peers how he's got a second home. He drives a $90,000 car. He's flying around on private jets. He's eating the best food. Bernie, and I'll go into some detail around his taxes, has not just doubled his income. He didn't triple his income. He didn't just quadruple his income. This guy is quintuple. Is that the word? I mean, he's worth over $1 million, much more. Much more. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. This is a show where we showcase the ironic hypocrisy of the left, or the hypocritical ironies of the left. You take your pick. It doesn't matter. It works either way. Bernie Sanders wants you to believe he's a poor man. He wants you to believe he's out there slugging out for the little guy. And you know who's benefiting? Bernie. If Bernie worked the job, he couldn't do better than how he's doing right now. I have one question for this Democratic Socialist millionaire, Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont. Why not give away all your money, buddy? Yeah, Bernie Sanders wants to feel magnanimous, but he's not giving away that money. That newfound booty, man, he loves it. I'm not talking about booty like he got it, like Bootylicious. I'm talking about booty, as in pirate's booty, the bounty, the money. Bernie has got it. He figured it out. It took him years. Bernie wishes he could make the clock go back 30, 40 years. Or he was hanging out with all these dictators and stuff like that. He'd like to run it back and get right now, start for the next 20 years. Because Bernie's only got a couple more years to take advantage of his newfound fame and fortune. That's the sad part. I'm not talking about when he dies. I don't know when he's going to die. But Bernie's solidly in his, what is he, late 70s, 80s? The body shuts down. If Bernie wanted to go out right now, divorce his wife, and hire nothing but hookers, the body wouldn't even let him do it. The body would be like, man, Bernie, why'd you wait so long, man? Why, Bernie, why? Bernie's days are over. But don't think that Bernie's going to give away his money. I don't care if Bernie were 95 right now and he was having to take oxygen and get on a wheelchair, be wheeled up, put in an elevator to get on somebody's private jet, Bernie will do it. He ain't giving that seat up to some black person, some minority. Democrat Socialist Sanders, living an amazing life, earned his living preaching about the 1%, and now Bernie Sanders represents him. Now he's got to get ahead of this controversy because he wants to be president. The Hill wrote this. Democratic presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders says in a new interview that he will release his tax returns while acknowledging that he is a millionaire because of book sales. On the day in the very immediate future, certainly before April 15th, we release ours. I hope that Donald Trump will do exactly the same. So this is a publicity stunt for him to say, I hope Trump does it, so it takes the air out of the sails of my tax returns, which are going to reveal that I'm worth a crap load of money. Yeah, he says, we're going to release 10 years of tax returns. We hope that on that day, Donald Trump will do the same. 10 years of tax returns from what? Being a socialist? Being a deadbeat that doesn't give anything to charity, that barely pays enough taxes to keep yourself afloat, to make the country work? We're going to release 10 years of tax returns. We hope that on that day, Donald Trump does it too. And where do we go from here? That's where he got his book. His best-selling book was Where Do We Go From Here? And here's what he said. I wrote a best-selling book. If you write a best-selling book, you too can be a millionaire. Look here, Bernie. I don't care how you earn the money. I don't even care if you earn the money through dope. I don't care if you earned it being a pimp. I don't care if you earned it being a terrorist. What I care about is, are you going to give it away? How much of it have you given away? You want some statistics? And let me give you some numbers. This is Politico. They reported about Bernie Sanders' 2014 taxes in 2016. That was the last year that he filed. And he earned roughly $205,000 that year. Of that, he paid 13% in taxes. 13%. While everybody's talking about Romney pays less taxes than his secretary at 15% or I don't know, some Warren Buffett or somebody, Bernie paid 13% in taxes. And then he didn't pay that much because he got a refund of almost 25% of that. So he technically he ends up paying about 9.5%, less than 10% in taxes. Worse, Bernie Sanders gave 4% of his money to charity. 4%. And because he gave $8,350 to charity when he made $205,000. And I would audit that. If I were the IRS, I would look to see what it was. Because my bet is it was not even it was of like content. Like he gave clothes and stuff valued. Because he didn't write a check. He donated a bunch of old used clothes and used electronics, VHS recorders and stuff, and made $8,350. But then he gets $4,172 back in his taxes. Why did he let the IRS keep it? That 4% amount to charity, that paltry amount, says it all. But you can expect Sanders to do a little bit better this year because he's got a little bit more money. It won't be percentage-wise. The only reason why Bernie Sanders will do more percentage-wise is because he's under the spotlight. He wants to show you. But go look, when we get his 10 years of tax returns, here's what you can know. He never gave more than 5% in any year to charity. He never paid more than 15% in taxes. And he's in the 1%. He's certainly in the top 5%. Never did. If you really look into it, you'll find out that he was feathering his nest by paying his wife, his daughter, his son-in-law, and others on campaign money. He's a professional campaigner building a war chest. And he, like Robert O'Rourke, knows that a run for the president will give you the most amount of money to put in your coffers. And that's why Sanders he collected like $18 million in his last FEC reporting. So he's doing quite well running on the notion that he's going to help people, the poor people of America and the poor people of the world. Just another scheme.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you think this is going to make you a better doctor?
I think without a doubt it'll make me a better
really?
Doctor.
How does it affect that?
For one, I won't be working while I'm in school. I can focus on learning the medicine and being good at it.
And that pressure isn't on your shoulders.
There's none.
Pardon me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I was a medical student. Kevin Jackson. I said that quick, didn't I? Kevin Jackson. Like Ebonics. Anyway, that was a medical student who says, hey, listen, I would be a much better doctor if I did not have to work and all my bills were paid and I could focus on being a medical doctor. Really? Probably every career could say that. Or could they? I love posing these questions to people on the show and elsewhere. Making you think, are you better because things are easy, or are you better because you had to learn how to deal with difficulty? See, I think it's the latter. I think learning how to deal with difficulty is the way we get better. But this guy wants you to pay his bills. He said, that's going to make me a better doctor. Well, then I would say to him, I tell you what, you pay my bills, it'll make me a better mechanic or a better engineer or better whatever. It seems like we're doing pretty well. I don't know how you guys feel about medicine. I believe this. I believe there's a doctor
that worked his way through or got through medical school on his own, not worrying about taxpayers, and that doctor is doing very good work somewhere. I don't believe that paying your bills, somebody paying your bills for you, makes you better at anything. I'll put it to you another way. Let's say you want to learn how to do something. You want to learn how to do it well. Here's what I would suggest. This guy go work in a hospital, get as close to the career that he wants, and get a paycheck. And understand what a janitor makes at that hospital and the role of the janitor. Understand what the various levels of nurses do, what the person who answers the phone does, what the hospital administrator does, and earn a paycheck all the way through that. I mean, I'm not saying go become an administrator, but work in the environment, understand the pay scale, why an LVN doesn't make as much as an RN, who doesn't usually make as much as a physician's assistant, and then all of the different things that lead into the various types of medicine, so he can make a determination of where he fits in the food chain. And I think that's the best way for this young man to be a doctor. But then again, I'm just, you know, a logical person with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Interesting, right? This is where we've led. This is where we're at. This is the type of society we have where, hey, listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we pay for your schooling, let you go out and make a fat career, and then you give nothing back? Dinesh D'Souza, when this guy tweeted this, Dinesh D'Souza sent out a note that says, great, we'll pay for your for all of that as long as you donate your salary. Be happy to do it. You have to then give your salary or the largest portion of it back. How about that? How about we cap your income? How about we give you a workload? Since you've learned for free in medical school, we then give you a workload of 50 patients a day that you have to meet with free of charge. And I'll even go further. We'll pay you $15 an hour. How about that? Something tells me the doctor wouldn't quite be as interested in that. Everybody has their story. Let me tell you something. In going through college to become an engineer, I never once thought to myself, boy, I could be a much better engineer if somebody else paid the bills. In fact, quite different. I actually believed that working as a co-op student on a semester, off semester, I was going to become a better engineer because I would be in the engineering environment. I started work as a low-level technician. I didn't even know how to breadboard a circuit. And then I learned how to breadboard a circuit. And once I learned how to breadboard a circuit, I learned how to design circuits. You know, because I would see the schematics and see, you know, and it lucky for me, Walter Ford, God bless the man. I knew nothing about engineering. I knew how to solder and things like that from watching my brother. But Walter took me back in the lab and he goes, okay, here's how, he set me up with a breadboard. And I looked at it for 2 hours and finally he came back and looked at me and he goes, what's going on? I said, I have no idea what to do with this. He goes, oh my goodness, I just assumed you did. And so he put the circuits in there and he says, okay, Kevin, this is series and this is parallel. These all connect, these don't. And here's how you do it. I got my little wire kits and I loop things over and I put a counter. He says, just build a simple counter. So I put a switch on it to count it up, to count it down. And it bounced. You turn it on and it would count, it would start at 3. And he goes, oh, you're going to need a debounce circuit. And I went, what's that? He goes, that's the circuit that saves pilots from getting slammed into the canopy when they have to eject. And I went, really? He goes, yeah, one of the critical circuits you'll learn in engineering school. So he taught me that circuit. And I designed that circuit. Then he says, what they're going to teach you in engineering school, Kevin, is how to design with nothing but NAND gates. You're only going to be able to use negative gates, not AND gates. And I went, why is that? He goes, because you can design anything with NAND gates. You can't design all of it with positive, with only AND gates, but you can with NAND gates, because you can make a negative gate. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So he taught me that. And so I was designing these simple little circuits, count up, count down, a debounce circuit, comparator circuits, and things like this. And by the time I got to engineering school, my first semester, because I was summer, my first summer was working as an intern. I mean, as a co-op. Then I went to engineering school. So I already had a jump on these other kids. I was talking about designing when the professor goes, we're going to design only with NAND gates, and talk to me about the technology involved. And I was like, I was ready to go. But I had earned my money to pay for my books and to understand what I was embarking on, and it was amazing. But the idea that I'm just going to go home and, you know, study or just do whatever, I don't know what the guy's going to do. I don't know what the curriculum is. Do you study at home and then go to the hospital or whatever? But here's what I'll tell you. Going to the hospital and actually working and being in the environment is exponentially more invaluable than just being on your own. I could just study more. Study would have, I mean, I would have learned stuff, but having engineers coming into that lab, giving me, saying, Kevin, I'm going to need you to breadboard this circuit. I need it by noon, blah, blah, blah. Here's the diagram, and here's where my inputs need to be. Hook me up on an oscilloscope, said, this is the curve, the waveform I need to see coming out of that circuit when you're done. Boom. An oscilloscope? What's an oscilloscope? And then they taught me how to set it up. They taught me how to read a voltmeter and know that my voltage was there. They, you know, I learned the difference between the various technologies of chips and things like this, and designing chips and firmware and all this stuff. I'm happy that I learned that stuff. Lord knows the technology today has certainly passed me by, but I designed in machine code, not whole objects. You know, you probably don't know, but I designed at the bit level, ones and zeros. I mean, it doesn't get any uglier than that when you tell them something what to do. And we've made massive process. The speed of processors has made it to where, you know, you can get away with doing what they call modular programming. You couldn't when I was coming through it. It was brute forced. Why am I spending so much time on this? Is because this is a knucklehead guy that believes wrongly that we should be paying his bills. I find that incredible.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean Peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea. And I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. space force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details, U.S. only.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bad news for Democrats. Donald Trump polling at 53%. Oh, well, what could it be higher? Probably should be. Likely is. Who knows? But to hear the Democrats tell it, Donald Trump should never be anywhere near 50%. He's awful as president, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. 6 points higher than Obama at this point of his presidency. Oh, did I forget to add that? Donald Trump, 53%. You know where Barack Obama was? On his trajectory down. 47% at this very point. In their respective presidencies. Donald Trump, trajectory headed up. Barack Obama's trajectory headed down. And let me just tell you something. In the 8 years of Obama, it continued going down. In the 8 years that will be Trump, it will continue to go up. The Democrats can't stand it. That's got hurt. Here are the actual numbers. The story from Town Hall. According to the new Rasmussen survey of likely voters, Trump approval rating just soared to a new high for 2019 and 2018. Shows that 53% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 45% disapprove. I don't know who you could be in terms of the 45% that disapprove unless you want a wall up quicker or you like paying higher taxes or I don't know. I can't figure it out. I don't even try, because it's a waste of energy to go on their side of the aisle and worry about such things. 37% of the people strongly approve of what Trump's doing. 36% strongly disapprove. Rating index, approval rating index of plus one. Highest number that Trump has seen since March of 2017, according to Rasmussen. Now, I don't put a whole lot of stake in these types of things. You guys know my feeling about polling. I think it's off. I don't know that you can get a good sample, but I mean, polls do work, so let's face it, they can. But Donald Trump proved in 2016 that you can't always rely on them. And given the fake news aspect of things, and I know Rasmussen is not considered, you know, to be one of the lefties, but considering how the media and all these things influence Donald Trump, I don't necessarily follow the poll. I don't think the polls show us the real trend, and certainly not as it pertains to Trump. Let me put it a different way, because it can get a little convoluted, a little bit confusing. If you take out the anti-Trump media element and you re-poll this, Trump is probably in the mid-60s of approval. There are people that don't like Donald Trump because they've been conditioned not to like Donald Trump. Those same people, by the way, don't like you. And if you think this is about Donald Trump, You are missing the point completely. This has nothing to do with Trump. If Romney were in office and he were doing exactly what Trump was doing, it wouldn't matter. Well, they would be mad that you elected Romney, and you'd be seeing the same type of thing, because what they hate, folks, is they hate us. Us, as in Kevin Jackson and the rest of you who listen to me. That's what they hate. Oh, my goodness. What else is in the news? A lot of buzz around Candace Owens going on, going through, appearing before Congress. I'll be honest with you. I don't get it. Ted Lieu, I can't stand that little crazy Asian. Ted Lieu proves that all Asians certainly are not smart. But he did say something profound at the beginning of the testimony and bringing of Candace Owens in front of the House. He says, I don't even understand why she's here. It was to discuss white nationalism. And she stand, you know, she gets up. And I got to tell you, I get more people, you got to see this clip. You got to see this clip. And I'm going to be blunt. I don't get, I'm no disrespect to her. I've been saying this stuff for a decade. Star Parker, if you want to see an interview in front of Congress, oh, my dear God, watch Star Parker talk about the issues in the black community, specifically around abortion. It's poetry. And so I watch everybody fawning, and I believe in Candace's transition into conservatism, but I don't believe it to be everything that you believe, that many people believe it to be. That's no slam on her. We're all flavors of conservative. But I think for those that want to put their eggs in a basket and believe that this young lady is going to bring the black vote and save conservative America, I don't believe it. That's no offense against her. I think it's a collective effort of a lot of people. Look, I was asked one time when I was writing, Kevin, why don't you, because I was getting a lot of mail, you know, like negative comments in my post, and I would stay up and write them and, you know, respond, I guess, right back to these people. And people would say, why don't you go out and antagonize the left more? And I said, because I don't have enough warriors. I said, until you folks are ready to fight, I can't go pick any more fights. I'm already picking fights. I mean, I would stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning responding to people, to their messages to me on my website, saying, they say, screw you. I say, screw you harder. And I went back. I mean, and keep in mind, I had a job at the time, and I performed at my job while simultaneously kicking leftist butt till people wanted to add to my workload. Kev, you ought to, you know, do this, go over and go to Politico and the Daily Coast and start, you know, starting up mess with them. I said, I'm happy to do it. I'm a warrior for the cause. But understand this, it's going to be a full-time job and you're not willing to pay me. And I eventually did leave management consulting, came to do this full-time, and the rest is history. And I've never done it selfishly. I've never done it just to get attention. I got to tell you, there are people in this industry that do it just to get attention. I get that in order to raise your profile, in order to get people to support you, you've got to get that profile high. But be careful who you make your investments in. That's all I'm going to tell you. I've been doing this for a decade. I've been a conservative my entire life. Not part of it. Not in the last 2 years, not in the last 5 years, not in the last decade, whatever. I've been a conservative through and through, true and true, my entire life. I know the black experience, the white experience. As I said in my first book, I grew up rich and poor. I know all sides of the angle. I grew up with staunch Democrats when I knew I wasn't one. And I could go on. My family putting the pressure on, Kevin, you know, why don't you see it our way? Because y'all see it stupidly. That's why I don't see it your way. And then having to stand up to many people and say, I don't care what you think. I don't care what you want me to be. I will not be it. I'll be who I choose to be. And coming to grips with all of these emotions and you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Where expectations of others and not succumbing. That's what I'm about. So anyway, I wish Candace nothing but luck in terms of what she's trying to do. I just don't quite understand it. And I don't understand all the hoopla over a Candace can make a comment that Star Parker, Alan West, or somebody made you know, 5 months ago, a year ago, 5 years ago. And it's like, woo, like the Holy Grail. I'm going, that guy's, you know, and maybe it's the vessel. You know, maybe it's, they, oh, she's a cute black woman. Okay, if that's what you, if that's what the movement needs, I'm all for it. Yeah, because my team's like, damn, we got to be doing this and, you know, getting publicity. And don't misunderstand me, folks. We got to get our day in the sun. There's no question about it. And Fox provided some of that. But we'll also get our day in the sun in our own way. And I think that's where we're going to keep our focus. But anyway, it was in the news. Ted Lieu essentially played a piece of a clip of Candace talking about Hitler. And it was taken out of context. And then, of course, it was blown up. One other quick story. When Charlie and Candace were accosted in a restaurant, if you guys remember that, on that very same day, a black lady who was running for Congress, I know she's running for Senate now, Peggy Hubbard, had a black dude point a rifle at her in a restaurant on the very same day. Literally, it almost across the country, two different things happening. They get accosted by some Black Lives Matter people, Candace and Charlie. And Peggy Hubbard, with no news hoopla whatsoever, had a guy say, I'm going to go get my rifle and shoot you. And he came back into the restaurant, and the cops came and arrested him. That, on the very same day, you heard nothing about the one. That's, it's an interesting trend that we have. Now, Peggy was a lady who stood up. There was a drive-by shooting in East St. Louis. And she's the one that stood up and said they got to get rid of these thugs. She's the woman that got her own son arrested, a former law enforcement officer, she and her husband. I mean, this is a lady's got a story. Six kids. I think she's got five grandkids or three grandkids. She's got a story. Nothing got covered with somebody pointing a rifle at her in a restaurant. This is what I'm talking about when I say we have some work to do on our side of the aisle.
This is
a
Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
President Donald Trump has changed his mind about whom he's nominating to lead Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He told reporters Friday that he's withdrawing the nomination of Ron Vitello to head up the agency.
We're going in a little different direction. Ron's a good man, but we're going in a tougher direction.
It's not clear what President Trump meant by a tougher direction, but so far Vitello's confirmation process hasn't been easy. In November, lawmakers delayed a panel vote on the nominee in response to serious issues raised by ICE unions, which claimed that Vitello lacked the judgment needed to lead ICE. And Vitello has been criticized for past social media posts, including one comparing then-presidential candidate Donald Trump to Dennis the Menace. Vitello has been leading ICE in an acting capacity since last year. He's previously served as Deputy Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection and as Border Patrol Chief. President Trump hasn't announced whom he now plans to nominate for the position.
The president is cleaning house, and all I can say is it's about time. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. See, in D.C., people get a job, they keep the job forever. Occasionally, in the like in a Democrat administration or the Rhino administrations, they will find themselves embroiled in a scandal in which people have to leave. And they do it, this person's retiring or whatever. But you've seen enough shows like House of Cards and others to know that something's up. I don't know if you guys watch a show called Billions, but the guy who was the state's attorney general, he gets booted out. No, I can't remember. Anyway, he's a bigwig. He gets booted out of office, and then he wants to run again to become the state attorney general, but he's a masochist. He's a masochist. And once they find this out, they're going to use it against him. And you know what he does? He does something very novel in politics. Before they spread the rumors about him, he admitted it. He said, you know what? In order for me to get any type of sexual pleasure, I have to be beaten, humiliated, etc. And he goes, and my willing wife does this for me. And he says, now, I know that may seem weird or whatever, but that's who I am. He goes, now you do things in your bedroom that may be considered weird by others. He says, I don't know what you do and I don't care, nor should you care about mine. But what I wanted to do was I wanted to tell you the truth about myself, because there were people, my opponents, who were going to use this against me. And he says, I'm not going to give them the opportunity, because I'm going to let you decide what you want me to represent. Do you care about my sexual proclivities, or do you care that I was willing to expose that to you because I know you can handle it? And of course, in the show, he wins. Sorry if that's a spoiler for some of you who watch the show. But I watch the show because it just shows you life on a whole different level. A whole different level. Donald Trump plays that life. He knows that life at that level, and that's why he's out there protecting us. And this ICE director that he says wasn't strong enough, good for him. Good for the president saying, you know what, you're too weak. I want somebody who's actually going to get in there and fight. And by the way, the guy had ridiculed President Trump, probably out of political correctness, of what the previous administration, I don't know. But for whatever reason, if you can't stick to your guns, the heck with you. Having a conversation with somebody. It was at an event, and we were talking about what makes a person sticky in your life. Somebody that you know you can count on, or somebody who flails with the going conversation is of the time. I know what it is for me. I want people that say what they're going to do and do what they say. Period. And here's Donald Trump. By the way, Eric Holder called him the worst president in history, which means he is unquestionably the best. The president wants to be tough on this border issue because he understands the long-range ramifications of it. Sending troops to the border, telling Central America, you keep sending people, I'll keep sending troops. Telling Central America, you keep sending people, we will take your funding away, period. Mexico, you let them in, we will take your funding away. You want to do business with us, you're going to do it on the up and up. He may even add this immigration czar. Maybe so, I don't know. But I like that the president is cleaning house. I like that Donald Trump says, you know what, you're not good enough for the role. When Kristen Nielsen, is it Kilstrin or something like that? Anyway, she's got a strange first name, strange spelling. Anyway, when she was leaving, President Trump congratulated her, said, thank you very much, but you are a distraction. You can't run DHS correctly. You don't understand it. You don't understand how to keep the heat off of me. Betsy DeVos did it right, but that doesn't mean she's going to stick around. I talked to you guys about it the other day. I said, Betsy DeVos said, we're cutting the budget. She cuts out Special Olympics. You know what happened? President Trump said, no, we're not going to cut Special Olympics. I'm going to leave that provision in there. Betsy DeVos, rather, took the hit, allowed President Trump to look good in saving Special Olympics. Everything was in order. He agrees that we need to protect these children. He was able to do it. He sacrificed one of one of the cabinet directors to a degree. Small little thing. Everybody wins. Because Betsy DeVos says, yeah, I just did a blanket budget cut. She's not going to get held out to dry. Now, I don't know if she's any good in education. I don't know how much change she's implemented in education. But at least she kept her job. Ben Carson's retiring, leaving. I think because he figures, you know, it's as good as it is for me. I've done all I can. I think he saved half a trillion dollars in finding money that had been, you know, squandered by HUD. Good for him. He's going to go on, move into the private sector and do something else. So good for Ben. But other people are going to take hits. And they're going to take hits. If you can't do your job, here's where I look at it. I'll use my organization as a perfect example. We have run with a lot of volunteers for a long time. So we'll have these volunteers. And they only have one thing to do. And generally speaking, they get paid a percentage of what they do. So I'll use radio. When I turned over radio, I won't say the name of the person. I turned it over to a person who had a lot of experience supposedly in radio, particularly in ad sales. At the time, I was generating about $3,500 a month, enough to pay, this was years ago, enough to pay for the show. And I wouldn't say we made any money, but at least we broke even and it was good to go. We had 12 stations at the time that ran the show daily, and we had another four that ran it on the weekends. And I could go on. So it was growing. I was expanding in the markets. Every time I would do a hit in a market, I would expand. So long story short, girl convinced me she could take it over. She said to me, within 90 days, you'll be earning $10,000 a month through ad sales, et cetera, et cetera. I said, I'd be happy with five. That's what I told her. I said, I'd be happy with five within 90 days, $10,000 a month within 60, you know, within 120 days. Within 6 months. So she says, that's easy to do. She starts working for me, and we started losing affiliates. We lost sponsors. And I'm not saying it was her fault necessarily, but it was all talk. All talk. And so I would say she let herself go because, you know, she realized I can't do it. Just quit returning our calls. I took it back over. And I got it right back up to where it was within 3 months. So then we had our website. We turned it over to editors, administrators, and at one point we had, you know, tens of thousands of dollars we were generating from the website. I was managing it. I said, okay, great. I've got it up to, let's just say it was 15, 20 grand. Got it up to that. Turned it over. It drops down to 4 or 5. And so here's my point. It got to the point where I was like, I can run individual pieces of my organization, keeping the wheels on the wagon, and make a pretty decent living, or I can turn it over to people and starve to death. And see, that leaders, maybe I'm just better than I think I am, but I think Donald Trump's the same way. He's like, look, I love my cabinet officers. I love my cabinet, but I can do a lot of this on my own. If you're going to run it, you better dazzle me. And so that's why he fired Secret Service Director Ralph, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Owls. He fires this guy. And, the Chinese lady sneaked onto the White House, had all kinds of bugging equipment and all that. I don't know what the deal was. And I don't know, I mean, I can't, I'm not going to, it's not worth it as a story for me to dig into it other than to say Donald Trump is finally comfortable enough to say, you're out. He is now, folks, in his comfort zone. Remember the apprentice, celebrity apprentice? You're fired. You can't get it done, you're fired. I want you to apply that across every cabinet. Why do you think DHS is being looked at right now? Because Donald Trump is saying, you're gone. Trump's thinking is, if you can't solve the obvious problem of immigration, you're no good to me. He's going to solve it.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.